is a story, sad but true, about how ugly life can be. She started early. No beginner's classes or how-to books, videos, or workshops, not even a woman yet, not even an adolescent, not even a toddler yet. She was cast onto a fire of flaming twistedness, a fire way beyond marginal, ignited by demand, kept burning by a sick need. Feed for pigs, she was a sacrifice for a crystalline god, offered up by a once goddess, now mindless mother fucker of men. Well, not even men, more like monsters, demonic suppliers of her desires, her demons. The altar, unworthy of a sacrificial lamb, dilapidated, unholy. The ceremony, really not a ceremony at all, more like a crime. So, worshippers slash evildoers, gathered in worship slash evil doings, tongues wet with anticipation of devouring the pig feed, the child, the lamb, the daughter, the pig feed, the child, the lamb, the daughter. Innocent orifice, too young to produce woman juice, still tiny, still dry and clean. Just weaned off mama's withered, weathered tit. Her baby hole, supposed to be only a confirmation of sex, not an invitation to sex. Only a confirmation of sex, not an invitation to sex. Her baby hole, not big enough, but a hole just the same. So these men, these monsters, took their turns at fucking and ripping and tearing into their fleshy payment. Until they had all been paid, I mean, until they had all busted a nut and mommies in the corner getting drugged up, and now baby is all fucked up, and mommy will never need money as long as she got baby. Everybody's happy, right? Everybody's happy, right? Everybody's happy. I keep secrets. Secrets like smells and stains in crotch of favorite jeans. Secrets like how many niggas you really been with. Secrets like old attic closet bones and same-sex dreams. Secrets like girlhood crushes and masturbation. Secrets like how many pregnancies, how many births, how many children do you have, love, care for? Secrets like murderous thoughts. Secrets like CIA assassinations and who's really running Microsoft. Secrets like the origin of mad cow disease and AIDS in Africa. I have secrets of my own that could shame me, blame me, leave me ostracized. Secrets I wouldn't even share with 1 million TV viewers. My secrets keep me up at night, make me secretly smile, leave him wondering, and are constant reminders of my humanness. I know secrets that would drop mouths, ruin friendships, distance lovers. I keep secrets. I know you want to, but don't ask. It's a secret.